This is the second class. It's the same as the first class, except that it's longer. So you should begin by lying down on the floor. It's important that your body is straight, so just lift your head, look down the body, line the head up with the pubic bone, and then lower your head back onto the floor, the chin down slightly. Your arms should be at your sides, palms facing up towards the ceiling with the hands a few inches away from your body. So begin just by becoming conscious of how your body feels. Often, especially when we're very busy, we can lose track of how we feel in the body. So just to kind of tune in, observe how your abdomen feels, your neck, throat, how the weight is on your back and buttocks, how your legs feel. Just kind of reconnect with your body. And then just turn your attention towards your breath. Don't suddenly take a deep breath, just become conscious of how you're breathing. Does your breath tend to be in the upper chest? Are you breathing more from the abdomen? Just kind of observe what's happening there. And then gradually begin to extend the length of the breath. Start the breath in the lower abdomen, then breathe into the middle and then the upper chest. Exhale from the lower abdomen, making sure that you completely exhale before you inhale again. If you find it helpful, you can place one hand on the lower abdomen, one hand on the middle or upper chest, and just that can help get a sense of how the abdomen is moving, how the breath is moving in those areas. As you breathe into the lower abdomen, make sure that you keep the lower abdomen expanded as you breathe into the middle and upper chest. If you find that it feels comfortable and natural, you can have a short pause after the inhalation and the exhalation. Listen carefully to the sound of the breath, that soft tone that comes from the throat when you just slightly contract in that area. And that sound should just be loud enough so that you can hear it yourself. You shouldn't be harsh or irregular or too loud. Try to keep your full attention in the breath. If your mind wanders off, you think of something else, then just try to bring it back. And again, focus on the length of the breath, the sound, and how the movements in the chest and abdomen, how you're making those movements on the inhalation and the exhalation. If you find that the breath, if it's hard to sustain the length of the breath, then you can adjust that at any point during the class, make the breath a little bit shorter. Or if you find that just as you continue with this, the breath just naturally wants to become longer, then that's fine. Just as long as it comes in a gradually, then that's fine. So continue with that movement on the inhalation from the lower abdomen. That lower abdomen expands. Feel that area filling up, the chest, the abdomen moving up. Then breathe into the middle of the chest. It's the area above the navel below the breastbone. So fill that area as well. And then in that area, the ribs should also be moving out sideways. Then breathe into the upper chest, kind of focus a little bit around the area around the breastbone. If it feels comfortable, you can have a short pause. And then exhale slowly from the lower abdomen, slightly contracting the abdominal muscles as you exhale. From the lower abdomen, then the middle, and then the upper chest. Make sure that you've completed the exhalation before you inhale again. And a pause, you can have a pause after the exhalation if you want to. Keep focusing on the sound of the breath. Listen carefully to that sound right from the beginning of the inhalation to the end of the exhalation. You want the same kind of quality. If the breath starts to become a little forced or uneven, then that's an indication that you're trying to make the breath too long, and you just need to adjust the breath a little bit. So that sound of the breath is very, very important. Okay, I'd like you to finish the breath you're taking now. Take one or two shorter breaths, gradually letting your breath go back to its normal length. Just gradually letting the breath relax and come back. And then I'd like to end with a period of relaxation. So I'd like you to start by taking your attention down to your feet and relaxing your feet and ankles. Relax your lower legs and your knees. Relax your thighs and your buttocks. Relax your lower back and then just slowly take your attention up your spine towards your neck. Relax your shoulders, your upper arms, your lower arms, and your hands. Relax your abdomen. And your solar plexus. And your throat. Relax your neck, starting off at the trapezius muscle at the back, gradually working up to the base of the skull. Relax your scalp. Your forehead, eyes, jaw, especially near the ear, relax the jaw. Slowly work down towards the chin. And then relax your mouth. So So just continue to rest in this position for as long as you want to. The tape will end in a minute. You can continue to rest for a longer period if you want to. So try to keep the mind attentive in this sort of tranquil state. And then when you feel ready, you can open the eyes and get up slowly. But continue to lie here for several more minutes if you want to.